Hawkins has spent the past few weeks lobbing some fairly serious accusations against Masterpol, from not doing enough audits or the right audits to purposely not filling vacancies in his office. Masterpol says he's quite proud of the work he and his staff have done, including a report on the city's astronomical cost of employee health care.
The early estimations were that there was going to be $3 million in savings. I'm not sure if we're going to get to $3 million, but we're going to come pretty close. So this is millions of dollars in savings from something that this office implemented. I'd argue if we did one audit in 4 years and it was that one, that's a success.
Masterpol says they also looked at police take-home vehicles and operations of the asphalt plant in an effort to save money and find efficiencies. He says his office also jumped in when the future of the former Roth Steel site on Onondaga Lake was on the line.
When the news broke that there may be another scrapyard, I said, what permits are in place? Are they still up to date? Are they okay? Are they in violation of old permits? What can we do, you know, quite frankly, legally to stop these things? And my office had a direct impact.
Ultimately, the site's owner sold it to Onondaga County and will now be used for public space and mixed-use development. Masterpol also wants to set the record straight on staffing his office. Hawkins has said Masterpol hasn't filled a key position, even though he has the money in his budget. Masterpol says it's not for a lack of trying.
It's not that easy to fill that position. You have to pass the test. You have to be pre-qualified to take that test. And that list doesn't exist as we speak. So it's not like I can canvass a list of 50 people and select one and fill the position.
Masterpol says the city isn't alone.
You can ask all of the CPA firms and accounting firms in the area. CPAs are hard to come by. Ask the county comptroller's office. Auditor 1 positions are hard to fill. And we have a residency requirement on top of that. So I'm not saying woe is me. I mean, we're doing fine. But if the right person becomes available, I'll surely fill that position.
Masterpol says the engineering department has similar vacancies. He opposes waiving the residency requirement, but would rather see salary increases to bring them closer to that of the private sector in an effort to attract more job candidates. Scott Willis, WAER News.